Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Monday, September 20th, 2021. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, we've got the top three issues dominating Washington. Number two, there are 11 days until the government runs out of money. Will it be a shutdown showdown? And number three, the Senate parliamentarian has ruled a pathway to citizenship is not going to be allowed in reconciliation. We've got the latest. All right, Jake, it is going to be a jam-packed week. Both the Senate and House are back in Washington in session for the first time since July. Take us through the top three issues that you are focused on.
Yeah, so this is the day we've been waiting for. This is September 20th. This is the first day Congress and the House and the Senate are back together at the same time in a long time. And we have 10 days until the government shuts down. And so let's just go over the top three things here and how they all tie together. Number one, these are the kind of a preview of what we're going to talk about this morning. We have the struggle to pass Joe Biden's agenda. You know, reconciliation, infrastructure, both kind of hanging out there. Neither of them have a very clear, I'm not saying neither, I don't think we're going to say that neither of them will pass. They both could pass. One could pass. I don't think one could pass without the other. But it's going to be complicated, and there's a possibility that they kind of fail to pass either of them. Number two, government shutdown and debt limit. Republicans are refusing to help on the debt limit. We're going to have to see how that plays out. There was an idea that Pelosi was going to twin the debt limit and government funding. We don't know that for sure at this point. Number three, Senate parliamentarian on Sunday night suggested and said straight up, no immigration changes, no pathway to citizenship in the reconciliation package. Big blow to pro-immigration advocates who were pushing for this. Now, the thing that ties all these three together is the reason they're in this situation is not me saying this, is what a lot of Democrats are going to say this week, is that they have the filibuster, the 60-vote threshold that prevents the majority from passing legislation without breaking that 60-vote threshold. So I think we're going to hear two things in the next couple days, Anna. Number one, get rid of the filibuster. Not going to happen, period. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your breath. Number two, I think you're going to hear, and you're already hearing a lot of Democrats say, fire the parliamentarian or just ignore the parliamentarian on immigration. Parliamentarian is just a suggestion. There's no mandate that they follow the parliamentarian's ruling. Sorry, that's a tongue twister. So I think those are two things you're going to hear a lot of in the next couple of days.
All right, let's unpack some of this a little bit. Let's go to the number two story of the day, which is truly kind of the big issue for this week, which is government funding and the debt limit. 10 days to fund the government. You mentioned a bit at the top the fact that they also are trying to figure out what to do when it comes to raising the debt ceiling. And Democratic leaders in the White House, we haven't really gotten a great sense of where Speaker Nancy Pelosi is, in terms of what is going to happen, how they might either try to pass a standalone debt raising of the debt limit, or would she twin it to this government funding package? And then you also have a lot of details in terms of other things that the White House wants to tack on here, whether it's, you know, billions of dollars to help aid the resettlement of Afghanistan refugees, billions of dollars when it comes to some of the emergency funding around hurricanes and wildfires. This is not going to be a potentially simple, you know, here's a continuing resolution until December 3rd, right?
No, this is as complex as a government funding fight, I think, as we've seen. I think it's complex for many reasons. It's complex because of the debt ceiling. It's complex because Pelosi's just got a lot of things to consider over the next, you know, couple of hours, frankly. I would say this, absent the debt limit, this isn't complicated. If they didn't have the debt limit, then they would be able to get this through. The ancillary issues, the anomalies, the add-ons, like I think Republicans in the Senate would take a clean government funding bill till December 3rd that included Afghan resettlement money, that included some of this other disaster money. I mean, we did ask Richard Shelby, the Republican from Alabama, who's the top Republican on the Appropriations Committee, if he would take a clean CR with some of these add-ons. And he didn't say yes, but he certainly seemed to indicate yes. So it is complicated, and it is immediately complicated, meaning these are things that they're going to need to figure out in the next couple of days here, because they've only left themselves 10 days to get this done. Now, that's not surprising for us. We've been watching Congress for a long time. Nothing ever gets done until about a week and a half before, you know, in that window, week and a half to the deadline day. I would be honestly, I don't think anyone really has a plan here, Anna. I really don't. The White House's view here has been to not engage on the debt limit fight because they don't want to make it seem like a bigger deal than it is. And whatever, that's their decision, but it is a big deal.
I think in the way that we typically, you can kind of see where the tea leaves are on this, right? And it's still surprising to me that even as of last night, Pelosi is sending a dear colleague letter pushing this concept of, you know, bipartisanship, and that supporting suspending the debt limit ceiling is something that Democrats and Republicans did together in 2019. She, you know, to quote her in this letter, she says the debt limit is a shared responsibility. And I urge Congress to come together in that spirit on a bipartisan basis as it has in the past to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. Like, that's a fine sentiment, but it's not dealing in reality with where Republicans have been forecasting they were going to be for the past several weeks. It is not as if they're all of a sudden saying, oh, you know, we're not going to do it. Gotcha, right? Like, I mean, we've been talking about this for quite a while. It is pretty stunning to me that she is still continuing to at least publicly say that there's going to be some kind of bipartisanship to raise the debt ceiling.
Yeah, I don't understand. I really don't understand. I don't understand. I mean, shaming Mitch McConnell is not going to get anywhere here. It's just not. I mean, he's made a decision. You might like it. You might not like it. You might think it's intellectually dishonest, and it is intellectually dishonest in the sense that this is a new standard. I don't want to say it's intellectually dishonest. That's not fair. But it's a new standard that the party that controls all of government needs to lift the debt ceiling. I've never heard that before. Republicans in 20... I'm sure you can find a quote in 2011, when Republicans controlled the House and the Senate. I don't understand. Let me put it this way. Nancy Pelosi's not going to move Republicans here. She's just not. She's trying to make the case that it should be bipartisan. Well, I get it. I know that's what she feels. It's not going to happen.
All right, let's move on to the number three story of the morning, and certainly one that is going to be have reverberations, particularly for Democrats here, which is this effort that they had to include a pathway to citizenship for up to 8 million Dreamers, TPS holders, farm workers, and other undocumented immigrants, and to put that on is part of this reconciliation package that Democrats have been working on. Last night, the Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough ruled that they can include it, actually, that it kind of for two major reasons that she was kind of ruling this way. One being that this actually is not just a budgetary issue. This would be a massive change, obviously, in terms of policy here in the U.S. And the second reason she gave is that, you know, if this was the case, if Democrats could move forward and push this kind of a policy issue through reconciliation, that 2 years later, if Republicans were in power, they could make just as big of a massive change to undo what Democrats were doing. So, go ahead.
Yeah, listen, Anna, those are, I will say this. I'm not an expert on the Byrd rule. I understand it just as well as any other reporter, but we're not budgetary experts. But I will say this. I've never heard the parliamentarian make a case that this is an interesting case to make. I mean, listen, I understand the case that it does go beyond the scope of budget. There's no question about that, right? And it's long been kind of held, at least lightly, that you can't use reconciliation to pass things that you couldn't pass otherwise and just say it's budget. Right. That we've heard a million times before. It has to. There's a lot of standards here. And I get that. It's important to keep this in mind. But just because it's a big policy that can be undone by a party on the other side of the when another party takes the majority, that is not a I've never heard that standard before. And that's interesting. That's going to get a lot of attention over the next couple of days. And it's just going to be, it'll be interesting to see how people react to that, because that is something, speaking of new standards, that is a standard I hadn't heard before. I mean, frankly, so, you know, I find interesting. Now, big opportunity missed here, though. You gotta hand it to it. This is a big opportunity missed that Democrats cannot take advantage of this. And I have to imagine there's going to be a lot of raw feelings over the next couple days on this topic and on this ruling.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think obviously you're going to have the outside groups that are going to go into overdrive on this. This was kind of their one shot, with barring the filibuster being removed, which we've said time and time again here, isn't going to happen. But, you know, this was kind of their one real shot. The Senate Democrats have said that there may be other ways that they can approach this to have it be included in reconciliation. You're going to see the Senate Finance Committee try to do what it can do, but certainly going to be a big, big issue and probably a motivating factor, right? If you're looking at for Democrats at the 2022 election, this is one of those issues that they do believe is a true motivating factor for their base. And interestingly enough, and hopefully everybody can mark their calendars, we are going to be talking to Senator Alex Padilla, the Democrat from California, about immigration on Thursday morning. You can see that and sign up for that virtual conversation at punchbowl.news. And I also just want to flag before we close out this morning that we are going to be in person tomorrow. We are very excited that the CBC chair, Congresswoman Beatty, the Democrat from Ohio, is going to join us on Capitol Hill at the Roost at 9 a.m. We'll have breakfast, we'll have coffee. It's going to be a great conversation about the recovery out of COVID-19, how Black American small business owners are facing an uneven recovery, what more needs to be done there. She's in the middle of a lot of things, is really a key figure that has you know, we're going to be kind of just talking about a ton of stuff tomorrow morning. We hope you will join us. And with that, thank you so much for listening. Leave us a rating and review. You can also subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.